comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United.
Off to a rocking start this week. My camera is not cooperating. Try to get that fixed.
Oh, hey! Hello and welcome to a brand new Nerds United Jittery Monkey podcast, jitterymonkey.com. I'm your host, Greg Mahochko, in a hoodie that I don't often wear. Repping the hometown team, the St. Louis Blues, tonight, joined by my good friend and the co-host of the year. Look at that. Extra oomph. Extra volume. Haven't done that in a good long time. Mike Luther. Hello, Mike.
Well, hey, how's it going?
It's going great, man. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good, man. It's, you know, life is life.
Life is life.
Ups and downs. Gotta go with it.
Football is life.
Sure. There was apparently a game that was played recently, and there's another big game apparently in 2 weeks, I guess, or something.
Well, I was quoting Denny Rojas.
And also, yes. Well, yes, that football is yes, obviously.
Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like the way this hoodie's sitting, it makes me look more like a turtleneck. Like, I don't know.
A little bit. But I think that just, it's all right. It's a hoodie.
Well, you know, like Wayne says on Letterkenny, you lose a lot of heat through your neck. So
I'm sure he does say that. I'm sure if I ever watched that show, I would understand that.
I am in my basement, and it's always a little chillier in the basement.
Okay, so you have the setup in the basement now. Nice.
Got a setup in the basement. Let's take a quick. You haven't been here yet.
Nope.
I don't know what you're doing tomorrow. We can figure that out. I don't know if you want to come over for the Royal Rumble, which is this weekend, but I don't know.
That's right.
I don't know if it's Saturday or Sunday. But there's a beer fridge out in the garage.
Nice.
It's stocked with Yingling.
Perfect.
And so we have over here.
Okay.
TV.
I like it.
Not a lot of seating downstairs because the sectional that I was given does not fit.
Oh.
It. Luckily, we found this out. It didn't fit through the door at the top of the stairs. I'd have felt really bad for me and my helpers if it fit through the door but wouldn't fit through the access. And they were like, because I told that to a buddy of mine, he's like, I'd have had to figure out a way out because I wasn't going to move that piece of furniture.
Yeah.
So that's the TV. That's to my left. And then over here is the bar.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
And presently the bar there's not a fridge behind the bar yet. They have a cutout in the bar, Mike, for my dad figured out. He's like, it's like a dorm fridge, you know,
a smaller fridge. Figure as much.
But there's a lot of barware back there, and I put the only non-beer alcohol that matters to me back there, and that's my bottle of Wild Turkey.
Oh, yes.
So that is back there for next Thanksgiving.
Yes.
let's see. Minnie's here tonight. We're starting early tonight, so that's going to throw a lot of our regulars off, but we have the ability to do so.
I kind of thought about that earlier. I was like, we can start earlier on these now.
And we are a little programming note here. This is episode 397. Mm-hmm. And because of, we'll just say life, you know, we're going to do every other weekend or every other Friday or sometimes Saturday, probably Friday.
Yeah.
Because I'll have my boys on the other weeks. So, we're going to make this the best we can, and we're going to have some fun along the way.
Absolutely.
You know, Mike, you weren't really even here for the last episode.
No. He had probably one of my favorite episodes, though, with my son.
Did you get a chance to watch it? I know you said you were going to.
I did. I watched it. Yeah. I thought he did really well. Thought you did really well, too. And I talked to him afterwards, and he said he really enjoyed it. And he was like, I probably could have talked longer, honestly.
You know, I think he could have too. I just didn't know the right questions to ask it. I felt like
fair.
I because I'm not well versed enough in Dungeons mm-hmm. and Dragons to be like, tell me about the you know, I we probably could have spent, you know, an hour just on the various character classes.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah. Yeah.
Thieves and wizards mm-hmm. and all that other
spells
stuff.
Spells and attacks and
right. Getting into the like, I think what we did last time around was a nice like 10,000 foot view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of it. And so, you know, we'll have him on again, maybe here in the next few weeks. And
oh yeah.
And we can get into some of the more technical mm-hmm. aspects of
yeah.
it. And then you and I have already talked, like, you know, we're going to, the three of us, we're going to try a little, you know, some one shot campaigns.
Yeah.
And have some fun with it. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Some, I mean, we got to figure out a day. Obviously it's got to be a day that, you know, you don't have your kids, or I mean, your kids can be there too, but I mean, obviously you're going to be want to be with them. And then he's off. Yeah. Yeah. He's off that day. So, but it'll work out eventually. And he's all about it. He loves being a DM and stuff and creating a world, you know.
This is going to sound so bad. As a dungeon master,
mm-hmm.
DM, does he ever, you know, like go to any, you know, females on campus, be like, who he knows are, you know, or maybe in a hobby shop where they might have dodecahedrons and things like that, be like, hey, slide in my DMs.
Let me stop right there. I should have stopped you at, does he talk to anybody? No. And he would say the same thing.
Well, Minnie says that, Mike, a nice compliment your way. Your son is so witty and fun and a good guy.
I would agree with you. Yeah, thank you.
And we know where he gets it. This guy right over here. So, well, it's been 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, some things are a little different on my side. But, Mike, you know that. And Minnie and the other... you know, Holger Maniacs from Five Heart, who will, you know, eventually pop in. They know that. I don't really need to get in and rehash all that. But what have you been up to in the last couple of weeks, my friend?
Work. I sort of got new tires on my car.
You were telling me a little bit about that.
Here's the thing. I usually get tires from, you know, regular auto place or whatever. There's one close by me. There's one that a friend of ours, consider him a friend, a classmate of ours runs an auto place in, a high school classmate of ours runs an auto place in Trenton. And this, somebody told me, they said, just if you're going to get tires, just go to Walmart because they can install tires. It's not a big deal. So, okay, cool. So I ordered four tires. That's what people normally order. I ordered four tires and they had to get shipped in. And one of them got shipped in within 2 days. And obviously you can't install just one tire. And the other one, no, sorry. Then two more got stuck in FedEx Cahokia Heights. Sucks. Let me just say that. Absolutely sucks. They were there for, I want to say, over a week. Then they came in. And then the fourth one, it was taken an extra like 3 days, and I'm keeping track of looking at the tracking on it, and it said it had been delivered to Highland, but it wasn't ready yet. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. So I go to the Walmart, right, and I say, here's, and I show them everything, and they're like, they basically tell me what has happened in the past is the FedEx drivers and other drivers. They will drop stuff off without talking to anybody. They will just unload at the back of the side of the building and then take off. So they were trying to find the fourth tire. They can't find it anywhere. They said it might have been somebody. They put it in on the side and somebody took it. They have no clue. And also, the people at Walmart were extremely nice and great customer service, right? Because the girl was on the phone and was like, nobody had signed for it and stuff. And so she essentially said, she's like, this is what we can do. She's like, I can't do anything today. But she's like, I have four tires here. And she's like, I'll give them to you for the price that you were going to pay for them, which is, I was going to, cheaper price, you know? And she's like, when do you want to come back? It's like, either, she's like, I want to make sure I'm here. And so it's either going to be like, Monday would be the earliest day she would be there. I was like, okay, Monday at like 3. So Monday at 3, I go and I check in and everything. It'd take a little bit of a snafu because the guy wasn't, he's, I told him I'm supposed to have it for, you know, this price. And he's like, and then he's like, I don't know anything about that. And then he's like, oh, wait, yeah, I do. Never mind. So they bring my car in and I know it's going to be an hour wait. So I'm just walking around Walmart and stuff. And then I walk back by the auto place and one of the guys in the back was like, oh, they're looking for you. And some folks said, and they find me. And the guy tells me that he's like, we were taking the lug nuts off or whatever. And he said, on your driver passenger side, there was one that was really stuck. It was like we tried to use a breaker bar on it, and it wouldn't work. And then so we said, okay, maybe we'll just go around to get the others. And then he said, on my passenger front passenger side, there was 4 lug nuts that they cannot get off at all.
Oh, geez.
And so he said, we have 2 options. Either one, we can put our lug nuts back on or whatever that we have off. We can lower it down. We can see if you can take them off. And then he's like, he said, the back 2 we can take off, and we can change those 2. And then once you are able to loosen the lug nuts, however you want to do that, then you can come back and get the other 2 tires. I'm like, well, just do the second option then.
Because they don't want to be liable for, like, breaking.
Yeah. So I got 2 new tires. My 2 tires on my front are bad. Not actually, let me take that. They're not really bad. They'll be okay for a bit. But I haven't even tried to take off the lug nuts yet. And I don't know if I'm going to, because he said if you loosen them, obviously just crack them and put them back on. Don't drive with them loose. You can come back here and we'll put the other 2 tires on. I might do that, or I might just take it to a different shop and be like, hey, can you, at a shop, they should be able to take lug nuts off, I'm assuming. I don't know. But yeah, so that was my fun.
You know, now that we mentioned it, I had a fun Walmart story.
Okay.
Not the Highland Walmart, the Belleville Walmart. From, I guess, a week after Thanksgiving, I had gone up there, you know, bought what was going to be a few things for the house, a few things for Christmas, got some new shirts for Garrett, which were not Christmas. They're like, you just need, you know, some nice shirts. But one of the things that I bought was a twin mattress frame.
Okay.
Because, you know, I had to get beds for the boys. And, you know, over the course of time in Facebook Marketplace and eagle-eyed, Facebook folk, I Brent's family, they're like, oh, we found an admittedly much nicer bed, you know, and it's $20 more than what you paid for that frame. So you can take the frame back. So I tried doing that, actually, I think it was a week ago tonight, and they're like, oh, do you have the receipt? No. I may have it somewhere, but I'm not.
Right.
You know, I couldn't dig around for it. What about if you have the card that you purchased it on?
Yeah.
And I said, I had a fraudulent activity on that card, so I don't have that card anymore. I said, okay, I'm not going to name her. She said, well, what you can do is if you can find, you know, like go through and find the day that you made the purchase and the last 4 of the card that you used, we should be able to go through our system and find it and, you know, put it, like, put the equivalent on it. We can't put it back on a card that doesn't exist, but we can give you, you know, a gift card or whatever for it.
Okay.
I said, okay, well, you know, cool. I'll look for that. So I looked, and it didn't take, if I would have thought about just looking on the app and my banking app and typing in Walmart, I could have found it much easier, but I didn't think about that at the time. So I went back with the boys now on Sunday, cause we needed some stuff. And it was Sunday afternoon. It was much busier than, you know, 7:30 on a Friday night. So I said, yeah, so-and-so said a couple of days ago that, you know, here's the date and everything.
Yeah.
And the one person at customer service, she was very, she was helpful in that she said, that's above my pay grade, but let me get the manager right over here. So the manager comes over, we explain the situation, and she looks at the other worker. She's like, just give it to him on a card. She said, so-and-so should have never said that. That's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It was a horrible, she wasn't mad at me.
Right.
Just like, I don't have time to deal with it. Just give it to him on a card. So I was like, all right.
Yeah.
So, in an odd way, it's like, timing and everything. So got the equivalent of it on a card and went and got, a few more clothes for the boys and stuff for the house here. And when it was all said and done, I ended up paying $27 for close to $100 worth of stuff.
Wow. So, okay.
I'd paid the other 70 before, but
yeah, still.
But I felt like a king.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, beat the system.
Yes.
It's fun that, I have a good Walmart story. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a good Walmart story as well.
Yeah. Like I said, the people there were extremely nice. It just, my car, for whatever reason. Again, I haven't even tried to take the lug nuts off yet. I'm going to, but we'll see. And I'm going to be slightly upset if I can easily take them off.
I mean, you go to the gym.
That's true. I was there already today.
You did? Oh, I'm sure you're probably going to go again tonight too, aren't you? You
in
the two-a-days mode?
No, gosh, no.
Come on.
Where's your dedication? I should do cardio once and then lifting the other time.
Right.
But that's too much time.
I agree. So we mentioned that Minnie's here. Pitt is also here tonight to say, hey-o.
Pitt.
Welcome, Pitt. And Josh just messaged me, BFOTS Josh Hansen just messaged me on Facebook, so clearly he's not here because he's a slacker.
That's true.
So in the last 2 weeks, and I know your schedule is, it's a different type of chaotic than mine, but have you had the chance to read anything or take anything in as far as adding to your library?
I wish. No, I'm still reading the school books now.
Okay, well, I haven't had a chance to read anything.
Okay.
here we go. Pitt says, remember Walmart lobster tanks and test driving video games and the fish tanks? I remember fish tanks and the video games.
Fish tanks, yes. Yes, and video games. I don't remember lobster tanks.
I remember there was a time where, just going into Walmart with probably usually mom, and specifically for whatever reason, the one in O'Fallon, I feel like that for the longest time was the only Walmart in existence.
Yes.
And so it's so funny because, this is a sidetrack, but National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, they're in a Walmart, when they're talking about how helping Cousin Eddie, Christmas, it's a big old bag of Old Roy dog food, which I remember lobster tanks at grocery stores. I don't remember lobster tanks in Walmart.
Now, I'll tell you about the fish tanks. So I don't know if it has it anymore, but I used to work at the one, I think it was in O'Fallon that I worked at, or Fairview Heights. I can't remember.
No, O'Fallon.
Oh, it's O'Fallon. Okay. Right,
kind of just by Sam's.
Yes. Yeah. By Sam's and Jack in the Box is really close by it.
That's technically O'Fallon.
Yeah, because I know I used to go to Jack in the Box for my lunch, and classmate B-Lo, Brandon Lowe, worked there, and sometimes I got discounts.
There you go.
But anyway, so I actually – I don't know if they're – like I said, I haven't been that one in a while, so I don't know if the fish are still there or not, but I worked in the lawn and garden section, and the lawn and garden section was obviously right next to the pet section. I don't know if that's going to be obvious or not, but it is. So there were a handful of times where I got fish for customers because – pet people weren't there, and somebody was like, hey, we need fish. And I'm like, all right. So I learned a little bit about fish. Don't remember much about it. It was basically just I learned enough for hopefully it didn't die on the way to the register.
You got to put it in the baggie.
Put in the bag. You put air in it,
I remember the air.
But again, make sure it has air in it. And then I knew very, very minor stuff about like algae and stuff. As far as like, somebody would come in like, oh, my tank has algae in it, I'd just be able to point out like either like a certain type of fish that eats it, or we had some kind of cleaner. So, but yeah, yeah, I don't know if any Walmarts have that anymore. Maybe I'm sure they do.
I don't know. The we called them. I had a fish tank growing up, and we called them just sucker fishes, like the algae.
Yep, sucker fishes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they had, like there's a like. Plecostomus or something. I don't know.
Sure.
I can't remember their technical term. So, so yeah, so we're moving stuff out, and I have a bunch of comics that were already here. Like the first load of stuff I brought over was the comics that were in the garage. And then I brought a couple other boxes, but I still had all like my loose comic stuff that wasn't in a box. And it was like last Friday, and my dad's like, I love him. He's like, what are you going to do with all that shit? And he's talking about the comics. I was like,
yeah,
dad, come on. He said, okay, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. What are you going to do with that useless crap? He's like, no, that's fair. Thanks, dad.
Read it. I don't know. Read it. Enjoy it.
Eventually.
You
know,
yeah.
I imagine that over time I'll read all the comics that I have.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. And if not, my kids can.
Yeah, there you go. Somebody will read it eventually.
Somebody will. Somebody, it'll get into the hands of somebody eventually.
Yes.
To be loved. But yesterday I think I set up Garrett's Nintendo Switch. He asked if we could, you know, have that set up here. I've got the DVD/Blu-ray player set up.
That's cool. Yeah.
And we got internet. And so, nice. You know, I dropped cable.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'll have to figure out what to do next football season.
I was wondering about that.
And then I for whatever reason, I've been paying for a home phone line, like a landline.
Okay.
For years. And I told him in the past, I tried to drop it before. Like, oh, yeah. Okay. No. So the cable bill went from, I don't know, let's say 230 down to $100.
Okay. Yeah. So here's the thing. You have, I'm assuming, Spectrum or Charter.
Spectrum. Yeah. He's like, oh yeah, so we can get you the 1 gig speed. I said, okay. Because I've been having issues recently, not on Friday nights with Nerds United,
yeah,
but on Thursday nights with the 5 Heart podcast, of my computer being slow and choppy and dropping me out of the show.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure we were able to prevent that, especially with some fine 5 Heart folks here in the chat tonight. I wanted them to know my dedication. I'm paying out of pocket to make sure that they can never lose me on Thursday nights again.
Yay. No, my cable bill just went up again to about 98. I don't know. It was 94 for, I swear it was like 84 when I first got it. And then all of a sudden it was 94. And then I was 98. Do you want anything special? No, just paying the CEOs more, I guess.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Spectrum?
Yeah.
Do you have the gig?
I don't know what I have. I have something. It's nice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure I have probably not the best, but it's decent. I looked into other, like there was there's something else around here. I looked into it because it's going to be cheaper. Yes, Craig is a hero. But then I had a lot of bad reviews.
Oh,
and it was also something. I thought I looked for cable, but I guess it was satellite because it was talking about putting stuff on the roof.
Mm.
And I'm like, I can't do that here. I don't have a. Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of information recently about fiber.
Fiber, okay.
Fiber. And so actually, I texted the guy who, you know, had been. It just so happened I get the things in the mail at the old house, so I was aware of it, and I just had a voicemail from this guy, and so I texted. I said, you know, I'm a little bit interested. Can I get it at this address? Mm-hmm. And if so, like, just, you know, send me a, like, don't bombard me with the pitch, but like,
yeah,
the speeds and the price, you know? And so he's like, yeah, absolutely. So he said, here's the, what we're offering in Belleville. He said, unfortunately that address we're not there yet. I said, okay, well, what about this other address? Meaning my old address. Cause I knew, well, if I'm not getting fiber, I'm just going to call Spectrum. I'm going to take, you know, I'd already set that up with Ashley to, you know, she's like, just take the Spectrum one. And she's, I'll just start a new account rather than trying to change ownership and things.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
So, So, you know, that made the most sense. And so I even told her about Clearway. I said, it's available. You can get more than what you need for like $50. So I don't know exactly what modem and router just arrived yesterday. I think I was over there picking up a few things. So I just took it inside out of the rain. So I don't know what she got, but I know she the boys were able to watch cartoons again and they're happy.
Okay.
That's all.
Perfect.
So yeah, so I mean that's, you know, hell. It's always good catching up with you about life and the weeks and things like that. And I, you know, don't have a ton of news or notes. I mean, we should because it's been 2 weeks, but we don't.
Do we have anything?
We do, because I found out it was announced today, and I think it was announced in conjunction with other news that was released, but this show here, the Sandman on Netflix, it was announced that it is only getting the 2 seasons. Now, I'm getting this information from Variety, Hollywood Reporter. Those are some of my go-tos.
Yeah.
The first season, of course, debuted back in August of 2022, and it was renewed in November of 2022. Of course, Netflix, as you know, Mike, this is not news for you, but for everybody else, Netflix drops all their entire season at once, and then you can binge it all. Other streaming apps, you know, release weekly or something like that. Sandman showrunner Alan Heinberg told Variety today that the Sandman's series has always been focused exclusively on Dream story. And back in 2022, when we looked at the remaining Dream material from the comics, we knew we only had enough story for one more season. We're extremely grateful to Netflix for bringing the team all back together and giving us the time and resources to make a faithful adaptation in a way that we hope will surprise and delight the comics loyal readers, as well as fans of our show. Now, that comes on the heels, this news, I suppose, the show's conclusion of some accusations levied against Neil Gaiman. And this is, of course, Neil Gaiman here. Whoop. There we go. Neil Gaiman, there were several... sexual misconduct accusation against Gaiman.
Oh, I did not know that.
This is all new to me.
Yeah,
as well. But it's to the point as well that so the series will not be impacted. Although I'm sure we can. These accusations were first leveled against him back in July of last year.
Dang.
But the let's see. I mean, all the stuff that he had been involved with were scrapped. So he departed, they weren't scrapped. He left the project. So the final season of Good Omens on Amazon Prime, the development paused on the movie based on his Graveyard book at Disney, and he was dropped by Dark Horse, the comic book publisher, and the Coraline musical that he was working on was scrapped as well. So a lot of things that he had, and I apologize for, you know, the I don't know, a lot of things that he had is, you know, well, I'll just clean it up and say a lot of things that he was involved in, he's no longer involved with them, or the projects themselves are have been axed. So this really the first, and you know, again, this was July of last year, but we didn't, I mean, it didn't make our news, and I'm not saying we're the end all be all, you know, but it just, you know, I feel like that's the first offense. I mean, like, I don't mean that to, you know, make light of it, but you know, Neil Gaiman is not a name that you've heard of, like, you know, habitual issues like this. That's what I'm trying to say.
So. Yeah, I understand. I mean, still, I would say I don't know what happened, but you know, it's one time's one time, and that's, yeah.
So
that's enough, you know. But so the second season is coming out, or did it already come out?
I believe it's
was it August
in development. No, it was August of 2022 for the first season.
Okay.
Let's see.
It's like I enjoyed the first season of Sandman. I tried to go back and rewatch it, and I got stuck at the one battle part. That was just too funny. It wasn't meant to be funny. It was when they were doing the word battle, I guess you would say.
Oh.
You know, it was so cringy. But with that being said, I enjoyed the rest of it.
Word battle.
Where they're like, I choose the form of dragon.
Oh.
And then he ended with, I choose hope or something like that. It was
that the series finale or season finale?
No, it was somewhere in the middle. I guess I forget.
The one that I, you know, even if I went back to try to rewatch the first season, because I don't know honestly how impactful it is for the series or for the season writ large, but that diner episode.
Oh yeah.
I think I would skip that diner episode. So
with that being said, I'll probably check out the second season, and I'm good with just two seasons. That's fine.
I never read Sandman. I mean, I know that for many, many people, it's, you know, considered, you know, one of the greatest, you know, or stories of all time. But it's just I've tried. Mm-hmm. It's not for me for whatever reason, the prose, the art, whatever it is. Not taken away from those people who do enjoy, but it's not a small like series. It's not like it's, you know, 20 issues of a book.
Right.
It's kind of wild to know that, you know, what they can adapt and put onto a screen is only worth two seasons worth, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunate to hear. Again, I don't know any other information about any of these allegations or accusations. Mm-hmm. It sucks. And you know, if they're true, you know, hopefully the victim can, you know, find some healing.
Absolutely.
So oddly enough, I had a feeling this might be a shorter episode, but I do have a fun topic for us to sink our teeth into.
Do you want to go to the main topic now? Or I was going to say, have you watched Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man yet?
I've not. Have you?
Yes, I got to plug something in real quick. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, so there's two episodes. I'm not going to spoil anything, but there's two episodes out on Disney Plus now. I think it came out on the 29th or something, 31st. Or the 31st is today, 29th. And then they're going to have the next week, it'd be three more episodes. Week after that, three more episodes. And then week after that, two more episodes, if I remember it correctly. I enjoyed it. I really did. Now, from what I've read, there originally, when it was first going to be created, when they were talking about it, it was going to be in the MCU timeline. It was actually going to be called Spider-Man Freshman Year. And it was going to be about, you know, Spider-Man in his freshman year of high school. I read the creators were like, it was kind of too restricting. So this one is in an alternate timeline. So there are certain things that obviously when I was watching before I knew this, I was like, how are they going to kind of talk about this now, you know, in future MCU movies? And they won't have to.
Right.
There is a one shot of Peter Parker walking through an area that exactly matches or very, very close to matching Spider-Man Homecoming shot.
I saw that. They had like a – it wasn't a side-by-side. It was like a top and bottom
top,
screen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're built for – you know, it. I remember there's a legend, Brett Baker – who he always used to say the biggest, you know, I don't want to say sin, but you know, like the biggest mistake you can make is filming something vertically. He's like always landscape, always. But now everything's built for, you know, like reels and TikTok things like that. So they had not a side by side, but a top and bottom of the animated version of Peter Parker walking in and essentially the first meeting with Norman Osborn, and then and then Spider-Man Homecoming where he's meeting Tony Stark.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the one thing I didn't want to spoil, but yeah, it's instead of meeting Tony Stark, he meets Norman Osborn. And then there's something in the second episode that's a pretty good cliffhanger. But yeah, so I'm enjoying that, and you should definitely check it out.
Let's see. Speaking of things that watching, Pitt has watched American Primeval on Netflix. Says worth it. Fairly accurate history with a love story wrapped in there for the kids. That's what kids are really into, is the love story.
Love stories. Kids love love stories.
I believe it's a Western based story. So
is it a series? Is it a movie?
I believe it's a series.
Series. I assume so. Am I going to have to watch 20 episodes of this thing?
Not right now.
Okay. I'm gonna check it out if I remember.
Try to remember.
I always like to get.
It just dropped at the beginning of the year, January 9th. The very brief, you know, one sentence description: mother and son fleeing from their past form a found family, while confronting a harsh landscape of freedom and cruelty in the American West.
Okay.
So, but really, just trying to find the number of episodes. And I want to say probably 8, but you know me, I'm that's a guess more than anything.
I'll go with this 8. I'm just gonna, yeah.
I like it. Oh, 6 episodes of varying lengths.
Varying length, yeah. So that's the varying length thing. That's what I know we talked about this. That's originally what Netflix was going to do. By the way, so I have my window open in my room, and it's creating some kind of draft with my door, and it keeps slightly opening and slightly closing. I'm assuming it's the draft, or I have a ghost that just wants to check out the podcast. I don't know. But either way.
Why not both?
Yeah. But the very length for Netflix, that's one of the I remember when it was going to start, like, I think it was Stranger Things, one of the first like bingeable shows. And it was the whole thing of like, we don't need to make our episodes exactly 23 minutes in length, where it's, you know, you have 5 minutes till the first commercial, and then you have to have a, it's like, if one needs to be 37 minutes, cool. If one needs to be 45, awesome. One might be an hour and a half or whatever. Which
you don't have to sacrifice, you know, storytelling. Story. So,
yeah.
So Pitt had asked what not Nolan was talking about the show title again was, I believe, Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man on Disney Plus.
Perfect. All right, Mike, I think I haven't really watched anything new. I've been, you know, working my way one more time. Not one more time like the last time, but Ted Lasso. I'm just about done with So Long Farewell, which is the last episode of Ted Lasso. I've been watching more Community. I've been watching Shifting Gears.
Okay.
The new Tim Allen, Sean William Scott. That's kind of fun. And there was another one that I, you know, I'm still a big fan of Animal Control.
Yeah.
And it's also got the guy from Community. Joel McHale.
Oh, yes.
So those, like I said, nothing new. I'll try to be better. I feel like a loser. I suck.
Sorry, I don't have time to watch TV much anymore, so yeah. I understand. I'm very curious about what, because you thought of the main topic.
And I did.
Put it together, and I'm curious about, I just want to see it. And you told me what it is, but I, you know.
Well, it's a movie marathon with a twist, Mike.
Yeah.
And specifically, the name of this episode is the surprise movie marathon topic.
Okay.
We're getting really into it. Yeah, thanks, Pitt. Pitt's like you ain't had anything going on. Yeah. and then I don't know if you saw the featured image.
I didn't even look at it, to be honest with you.
Let me see if I can't make that happen real quick, Captain. Let's see. Give me just a minute. Let's do this. It's uploading. So this was what people saw on YouTube on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So you see popcorn, soda pop, a yellow sweet pepper.
Of course, as we all have at the movies, obviously. Shallot,
I believe, maybe. I don't know. Sure. But, you know, they're masks and capes. And so in the name of the title is all, or what I have here says Superhero Movie Marathon. So, you know, we're getting closer. But specifically, Mike, what we're going to do is we're going to take a dozen superhero movies and create our own movie marathons of these movies.
Okay. That's kind of what I figured, yeah.
We're each going to pick six, but the twist, these are, according to Rotten Tomatoes, some of the worst superhero movies.
Okay. Green Lantern will be on there. I know that.
What's that?
Green Lantern will be on there.
It won't be. So, again, I only went to a dozen. I'm not going to say that I was exceptionally picky, but, okay, for example, the first one, the number one, and this is from RottenTomatoes.com, is a 2016 movie called Max Steel.
Okay.
Max Steel has 0%
okay.
On Rotten Tomatoes, and I'd never heard of it. I think it might have been a TV, made-for-TV movie or something. And then you have Zoom from 2006, which even stars Tim Allen, Courtney Cox, Spencer Breslin, and Kate Mara. But I'd never heard of that.
Right.
And I, you know, Son of the Mask was number three.
That's right. Throw up the image. I want to just let's go.
Oh, yeah. You know, okay. Now here's the thing. If you want to know any of their Rotten Tomato scores.
Okay.
I'd be more than happy to share those with you.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the graphic. Here are the dozen movies that we're choosing from. We have Jonah Hex, Supergirl, Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance, Steel, Madam Web, Batman and Robin, Spawn, Elektra, Morbius, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, Catwoman, and Superman IV, Quest for Peace.
Okay. First of all, love the topic. Love the twist on it. Mm-hmm. I think it's really good. Who goes first? Or are we just going back and forth? Well, obviously, we're going to go back and forth.
Right. You know what? Since I sprung this on you, I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. Okay. Here's the thing. I'm going to go with one that, you know what? Honestly, I will say probably I don't think it's that bad. You know? There's two on here, actually, that I think aren't too bad. The rest of them, some of them I've never seen. I think this is a great first draft going to the Spawn.
Okay. You know what? I think that would have been a top two pick, top two round pick. Mm-hmm. Mine, I think, is going to surprise some people. I like this movie so much that I actually own it, and I know that most of the people involved just do not care for this movie, but you get Michael Fassbender, you get John Malkovich, and by God, you get Josh Brolin. So give me that Jonah Hex.
I knew you were going to pick Jonah Hex.
There's something about that movie.
You've talked about it several times. You like it? Understandable. Okay. All right. So, okay. You didn't pick my second draft pick, which is good. Because the other one that I think, look, it was a 90s movie. It's fine for a movie, okay?
Right.
Is the acting great? No, because he's not an actor. He was a basketball player. I'm going with Steel.
You know what? I recently rewatched that. I shouldn't say recently, probably within the last 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I found it. I think it was on Max at the time.
Yep.
And you know what? The whole thing about Steel, and I get it. You know, Shaq was the guy for that. Steel needs to be redone.
Yes.
But Steel as a character, like from the comics, he's a human. He has no special powers. Mm-hmm. But he was so inspired, and he rose up right after the death of Superman. He was so inspired by Superman's sacrifice and felt the void of a world without Superman that he turned himself into a hero.
Yeah.
And you know, so even in death, Superman in the comics was inspiring people, even sometimes even more so by their sacrifice. So the movie being what it was, the character, you know, really needs another opportunity. I believe, and you would know this, the character got a little more screen time in
Superman and Lois.
Lois, right?
Yep, and did really well too.
Well, I'm gonna go look this next one. I'm not going with a theme of period piece movies here or anything like that, but for whatever reason, this movie ended Sean Connery's career, but I enjoy it. And I enjoy the mix of practical and, you know, many more practical effects for a movie of its time than probably deserved. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen is, you know, it's an Alan Miller, title.
Yeah.
Is that right? Alan,
sure.
That can't be right. Who did Watchmen?
Are you talking about Alan Moore? Wait, is it
Alan Moore?
Yeah.
Oh. So I thought. I know that wasn't right. I said Alan Miller, and I knew right away it wasn't right.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, based on a comic book, which I didn't even know when I watched the movie all those years back. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the LXG there.
Okay. Only thing I know about this movie, and you kind of briefly mentioned it, with this is Sean Connery's probably one of his last, if not his last, movies. And the thing with it is he had turned down the role in Matrix of Morpheus, I think. Because he said he couldn't didn't understand it.
Right.
And he also turned down the role of Gandalf, I believe, in Lord of the Rings because he didn't understand it. And then so he said, next thing that comes around that I don't understand, I'm just going to get it because the Matrix blew up and made $1 billion, and right. Same with Lord of the Rings. So this came across his desk. He didn't understand it. He's like, well, it's going to be good. No, it wasn't. So I think he had one little like voice acting part after this, but I don't remember what it was. All right. It is tough. Okay, there's someone here I hope I just don't get at all. I haven't seen. So I have to go with one I have seen. And look, I will say as a kid, I liked it. I'm going Batman and Robin.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that came out in 97?
Yeah, so I was 16. I was dumb.
Yeah. You know, and we weren't overly critical at that point.
No. You know, we didn't know what a good superhero movie could be.
Well, think about this. At that time, we had so few examples.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Superman, and we had Batman.
And Batman, yeah.
And if you want to stretch, you could say we had Batman Returns.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think anybody here is going to say that Superman 2, 3, or 4, no offense to the one that I put on there, are shining examples of cinematic masterpieces.
No.
So for my next one, I'm just going to go with a character that I enjoy in not the best movie of the character's filmography, and that's going to be Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance.
Fair, yeah.
I remember, I enjoy the first movie probably more than I should. By the way, the first movie is not terribly far up the list, on the worst superheroes movie superhero movies list. But I've only seen Spirit of Vengeance once, so if we're doing this, I would put it on there just to watch it again.
I also enjoyed the first Ghost Rider a little bit too much. Didn't know about the Ghost Rider character.
Yeah.
At all. So I didn't know how kind of off it was. My brother-in-law, I remember telling me about it and him not liking it, but I was like, it seems fine. But then I realized it was, not great. Anyway, gosh. Okay. Let me look. Okay. Here's the thing. I'm kind of going to do the same thing you did where it's like, I'm just going for the character, not necessarily the movie. Although I know we're going for the movie. I don't even know if I've ever seen this one, but I think I watched the pitch meeting for it, honestly, recently. I think they had a pitch meeting for it, and I'm going to go with Superman 4 just because, I mean, hey, you know, it's still got Christopher Reeves in it, you know?
Nuclear Man.
Yeah. Is that the one with, what's his name? Comedian Richard Pryor?
No, that was number 3.
That was three. Okay, so this is even worse. Okay.
Number three gave me, I want to say gave me nightmares, but it affected me. It scared the hell out of me that in that climactic scene where they're all in the machine, you know, this whatever invention, and the one scientist woman gets trapped in it, and then she becomes like some type of evil cyborg, and it just, you know, becomes hideous. As a, I don't know, 8-year-old kid, that scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Real quick sidebar here. Pitt says Keaton's Batman was huge in real time. I wrote a term paper about Batman and got an A.
Nice.
Well done. And,
yes.
So I've got.
You got Jonah Hex, LXG, and Ghost Rider.
I'm going to just go ahead and say it's Morbin time.
I knew you were going to pick that. You picked it early.
I couldn't resist.
Understandable. I've seen that movie once. That was enough.
I've also seen it once.
Yeah,
but it's due for a rewatch, Mike. Come on,
the
beauty of streaming services is you could come over. We could do this movie marathon anytime.
We could. Yeah, well, I could. If you have your recliner there, it's not going to work because you'll just fall asleep. There's no way you make it through. But yes. The idea behind it is true. Yes.
Well, here's the thing. If we started at 11 o'clock in the morning, you know, I'm not trying to make it weird, but this is a basement with very little exterior light. So we could make it like a movie theater type of atmosphere.
True.
So, all right. Take care.
All right. So, okay. This is one I've also not seen. So there's a YouTube people or whatever called Red Letter Media, and they watch bad movies and they talk about them and stuff. And I'm pretty sure Supergirl was one that they watched, and I thought it was really funny. So I'm basing it on me. You could watch it and just make fun of it. So, yeah. You know, so I'll go with Supergirl.
Supergirl, by the way, from 1984, 8% rotten. The critics' consensus, the effects are cheesy, and Supergirl's wide-eyed, cheery heroine simply isn't interesting to watch for an hour and a half.
Okay.
Also, you'll appreciate – I don't know if you'll appreciate – or Nolan will appreciate this more. Kara,
yeah,
a.k.a. Supergirl, poses as Clark Kent's cousin to recover the Omega Hedron from a witch.
Yes,
Here's the thing about that is they have one of the greatest actors of all time in this movie, in Peter O'Toole.
Yes.
And they couldn't quite make it work.
No. And here's the thing. So we're getting another Supergirl.
Yes.
James Gunn's going to do one. Or, I mean, he's, you know, he's the Gunniverse. I don't know. I don't think he's writing it necessarily. And it's based on Woman of Tomorrow. And I really liked that comic. So I'm looking forward to the new Supergirl. It's got to be better than this one.
Well, I mean, you know, statistically speaking. Yes. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and say of the three movies that are left, I've seen two of them.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with Elektra.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And honestly, I think that's just because, you know, I already know I'm going to get saddled with Madam Web. I'm pretty sure. But no, as we go, before we get into our final selections, here are some of the other movies that I didn't include on the list.
Okay.
Somehow, and this was complete accident. I honestly meant to include this on the list, and I just glossed over it. Fanforstic.
Okay.
That should have been it. That was 9% rotten. Let's see. Howard the Duck. I mean, I know it's a comic book movie, but yeah. I don't consider it a superhero movie. That's 13%. Did you ever watch The Spirit?
No, I don't think so.
From 2008. So it's directed by Frank Miller. So I think they tried to capture a little bit of that Sin City aesthetic.
Yes. Yeah.
But with a less well-known character. Anyway, the critics' consensus is, though its visuals are unique, the spirit's plot is almost incomprehensible, the dialogue is ludicrously mannered, and the characters are unmemorable. I have seen The Spirit, and I don't know much about it. It's got Samuel L. Jackson in it, Eva Mendes, Gabriel Mock plays the title character. Underdog? Underdog. Somehow, you know, voiced about the dog, voiced by Jason Lee. Kraven the Hunter I didn't include on the list. That's at 16% or number 20 on the list. And you know what? I think it gets a bad rap. But at number 24 on the list and with 19% Rotten Tomato, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Okay.
Do you remember Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3?
Yes.
Where they went back into feudal Japan.
Turtles and first of all, the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is the best and it still holds up.
Yes.
You know, second one I loved as a kid. As an adult, meh. The third one I didn't like as a kid. Maybe I would like it as an adult. I don't know.
I did like it as a kid. And I still like it.
Yeah.
Dark Phoenix was number 26 at 22%. I skipped over Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from 2014.
Yeah.
You talk about Judge Dredd. Judge Dredd did not have the love that the movie Dredd had with Carl Urban.
Mm-hmm.
Blade Trinity at number 30 at 24%. Okay. There's a movie here. I can't even believe it's on the list. It's number 31 from 2011. 25% rotten. It says
Green Lantern. Yeah. A lot of people don't
on the list, right?
A lot of people don't know about that movie, so that's understandable that you wouldn't know. So people have erased that from their mind. It's fair.
But Ghost Rider from 07 was number 34 on the list at 28%. Right, like RoboCop is. I don't consider RoboCop a superhero movie, but that's just me. So
yeah.
All right, Mike, take us home.
You know what? I'm gonna go with this one. I've never seen it. Like I've seen clips of it, but I learned that apparently cats are great at basketball. I didn't know that. I didn't know, but they are apparently. So of course I'm going with Catwoman.
Well, I guess it just, you know, might as well bite the bullet here with Madam Web. I've actually seen Madam Web. I think I made you watch Madam Web.
Nope.
You've not seen Madam Web?
I've never seen Madam Web. No,
I think I watched it out of obligation to the show, to the fans. You know, sometimes you gotta fall on that sword for the good people out there, so you can warn them. It was a cautionary tale.
Really? Yeah, we'll go with that. Sure. You know what you should do right now is, so we'll go down our list, and if you give me the percentages, we'll see who has the worst or best.
Okay.
Rotten Tomato score. So, do you want me to read the list off?
Yes.
Okay. So, what's Spawn?
Spawn is 17%.
Okay. Steel.
Oh, that one's much higher up on the list. 8.
Batman and Robin?
12.
Superman 4?
10.
Supergirl? You said 8, right?
Yes.
8. And Catwoman?
Actually, gotta scroll down a little bit for that one. I think I'm scrolling the wrong way. Catwoman is 8 also.
8, okay. Jonah Hex?
Jonah Hex is 12.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
16. 16.
Ghost Rider?
Spirit of Vengeance is 18.
Morbius?
15.
You're definitely going to get it. Elektra?
You said I'm not going to get it?
Or? No, you will. You will.
Oh, 11?
11. And Madam Web?
Also 11.
Yeah, I think you got the higher score for sure. Because I have, 12, 16, 8. Yeah, I think you have it. Just looking at the numbers.
So I have the better?
The higher score, yes. You have the higher, yes. I have the worst movies. Here's the thing. I have the worst movies, though, overall, which we were going for worst, but you had the best of the worst.
Yes.
So that's a win.
That means we got to watch my movie marathon sometime, Mike.
All right. Let's go for it. I'll bring an extra bottle of Wild Turkey, and we can really get it going then.
I thought you were saying, like, I'll bring the popcorn.
Yeah, we'll have popcorn, too. We got to have something or something besides Wild Turkey.
The Wild Turkey's behind the bar. If I have the lid on tight enough, should I worry about it being so height accessible to youngsters?
I would put it somewhere there they can't reach it. Yes.
Okay. I'll put it back in the,
yeah.
Just remind me. I'll put it back in the storage area.
Yeah.
Me, so,
or just put like a cartoon figure on it or something. You know, that says, like, don't drink me or something, you know.
Yeah, that's it. I have to put Blaze in the Monster Machine saying, don't drink this, kids.
Right. Don't drink this yummy drink.
Two fun ones from Pitt here. Green Lantern was an accurate depiction of the Super Friends Lantern. I've seen worse. The movie would have done better in the early 1990s.
Fair, yeah.
But also says that Ryan Reynolds is into shiz. Seriously, catching a YouTube synopsis, the craziness going on with he and his wife is, well, crazy. Do you know anything about?
Yeah, there's stuff with Blake Lively, or either, I think I want to say Blake Lively sued somebody that she worked with, like the director of one of her movies. He countersued, and there's a rumor, as far as I know, that the Nice Pool in Deadpool and Wolverine is based on this guy.
Mm.
And in the and there's a thing that I saw that in whatever Blake Lively's movie was, they had special thanks to, you know, they had the end of credits is a bunch of special thanks to, you know, blah, blah. And one was Gordon Reynolds. And if you watch Deadpool and Wolverine, Gordon Reynolds they attribute Gordon Reynolds to Nice Pool. It says Nice Pool, you know, played by Gordon Reynolds.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on with it. Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate because, you know, Ryan has kind of been a Hollywood darling. And
yeah, it doesn't mean anything right now. It just, you know, and I don't know, like they're both accusations back and forth. So, yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
To be in Hollywood and to have all that money and all that free time to just throw around carelessly. Fred says here just a moment ago, sorry, I went down NFL video games rabbit hole. I'm here now.
Okay, well, we're out.
You have shown up at the right time to miss the show, but make sure you go back and watch it all, mm-hmm. Fred. And, so that is it, Mike, for this episode. We'll do it again in 2 weeks' time. Yep. And we'll look forward to that one. I don't know what we'll talk about. We'll figure that one out. Probably about 6 o'clock that night.
Probably. Yep.
Excellent. Fred says this list not great. Supergirl, Spawn, and that's about it.
But you have to watch the show to understand. Yeah. Go back and watch it, Fred. Context. Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Nerds United. And as always, thank you to you, Mike, for hanging out, and to all of you who joined us in the comments and. Looking forward to doing it again in a couple of weeks. So for the co-host of the year, Mike Luther, I'm Greg Mahochko. This is Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast, jitterymonkey.com, reminding you each and every week to be kind,
Mike. And rewind.
Something like that.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.